Welcome to the SearchStorageChannel.com podcast. This is Sue Troy, site editor for SearchStorageChannel.com. Today we'll be talking to Erwin Teodoro, Director of Engineering and Systems Integration for Loras Technologies, about the U.S. government's economic stimulus package and electronic medical records. Thanks for joining us today, Erwin.
Thank you, Sue.
So Loras Technologies hopes to get involved with work related to the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, also known as the Economic Stimulus Package, which has about $20 billion set aside for the healthcare industry to digitize its medical records. How are you guys plugging into this?
So from a variety of ways is how we're trying to plug into the opportunity. Let's take it from a couple different segments. Let's take it from a resource perspective first, because in my opinion, this is where I feel most of the opportunities are going to reside, is within the consulting ranks, providing the actual resources to help digitize all the medical records, I think, is going to be one of the key points of this opportunity for us. So we've actually gone and hired members of our team from the actual ranks of the healthcare provider space, meaning actual practitioners, former practitioners, rather, you know, former clinicians that were once part of these organizations that can understand the workflows and the processes around EMR and how it relates to technology. I think one of the biggest gaps today is, you know, the effort and the amount of technical expertise, not only from the infrastructure side, but also expertise on how the workflows go within a provider space. So we actually have hiring campaigns and have hired several folks that you were either, ex-CIOs within the healthcare provider space, former clinicians, and those kind of things, just to get a better feel so we have the right mix of individuals, both from a infrastructure technology side and on the work processes that occur within the health provider space. So that's one area where, you know, we are plugging into that opportunity, is really focusing on the consulting side of, you know, how to actually digitize the EMR that legislation is pushing. Secondly, we're also in looking into other opportunities with our solutions. You know, there are several providers in this space that I would say are anchor solutions that basically corner the market with respect to, EMR and more established companies. We're looking at those companies today and potentially looking at seeing how we could innovate or, you know, integrate our current solutions within those major providers. So, you know, what we specialize in as an integrator is taking two or three, you know, four solutions and combining them into one single solution. So that's what we're looking at in this space from a solution perspective, is to, you know, find out those key vendors and see how compatible they were with other solutions and potentially offer more of a comprehensive solution than more of a single targeted solution that some of these major vendors apply only to. So that's some of the value that we feel we're going to bring as an organization, and I think you'll start seeing other organizations do the same thing where, you know, they're going to want to present an overall solution combining several other vendors and have the ability to design, architect, implement, and manage the overall solution. So that's where a lot of our investment into these the latest opportunity is mainly from a consultancy standpoint and investigating what the various solutions are in the marketplace.
Mm. Two follow-up questions to that. One, what percentage of your business is healthcare related?
So Loras is split up into three verticals. We have a financial service / commercial, a growth territory, so essentially new accounts, new businesses, net new businesses. And then our third vertical is health and education. So I would say today it represents probably a little over 40%, and a lot of that is predicated on, you know, recent our economic recent conditions. I mean, we have seen a growth in our education and health care space, mm-hmm. Believe it or not, in this economy. Mm-hmm. So I would say right now roughly 40%, traditionally probably around 30%.
Mm-hmm. So I was just trying to get a sense for what kind of investment you guys have and what kind of revenue you're getting from healthcare in order to make the investments in personnel that you are.
So overall, from a company standpoint, we're experienced 35% growth year over year at the halfway point, you know, comparative from, you know, obviously 2009 midway point to last year, 2008. So we're a little over 30%. Where we're seeing a lot of explosive growth in healthcare, mainly for us, is in the consultancy space. Overall, we're about 119% over last year, and a lot of that is attributed to the just the increase of compliance and the move towards some form of EMR within our clients, and we're seeing our most growth within the company within that space.
Mm-hmm. So you talked a little bit earlier about the, you know, taking 2, 3, 4 solutions and kind of combining them into one broader, more comprehensive thing that you would go to market with.
Right.
Like, what kind of system are you talking about here?
You know, mainly from a EMR standpoint, is how it's archived and digitized.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think one of the missing components of the legislation that hasn't addressed is how do we get there and how do we do it, and what's the, you know, there are no standards for technology, but we know that there's going to be an influx of data. There's going to be obviously a growth in archival data, and we're seeing what we're going to try to do is, you know, try to find a way to archive that a little bit more systematically. So a combination of, you know, maybe a disk-based backup, or, you know, after a period of time it gets archived into some lower form of storage. But our solutions are going to most likely be predicated around storing the data, archiving the data, retrieving the data, that kind of thing. You know, there's the digitizing the EMRs and those kind of things. That's more of a, I feel, more of a manual effort, you know. Mm-hmm. But the technology and where to store it, we know that's going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
We know that, you know, there's going to be some compliance around how long to keep it. There are some compliance around how long data should be around, but we're seeing the, probably the most explosive area is going to be in the data storage arena.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I've been reading that the government has said this: the money, the economic stimulus money, is going to go to healthcare providers that demonstrate meaningful use of electronic medical records. But at this point, there's no real consensus around what that meaningful use means. And so projects are on hold. Are you seeing that kind of dynamic at play?
No, we're not really seeing that. I think even prior to, at least in our customer base, our client base, even prior to the legislation being passed, you know, sometime in earlier this year, most of our clients are already on a path or on a direction to basically go to some form of EMR.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we're in some major healthcare providers where, you know, a hospital network of 17 hospitals, 12 hospitals, those kind of things. You know, they're already on that path. We're not going to say everyone has, you know, started it. I mean, they're definitely budgeting for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think some of the, if I'm not mistaken, there's some incentive to basically, you know, capitalize on going to EMR, and it's by way of rebate premiums paid to Medicare and those kind of things. So that might be an incentive to move forward on it, because you think about a hospital network that has, you know, how many practitioners in it, that could be significant amount of rebate money or those types of funds to a hospital network. So that might be an incentive to move forward. But Sue, you know, we've seen most of our clients already on that path. I think this is just obviously accelerating it a little bit more.
Mm.
You know, with the use of with the term meaningful use, it's kind of, it's a gray area, right?
Right.
I mean, you don't. I like in back in the Sarbanes-Oxley days is what I liken the newest legislation to. Where, you know, you needed to have something, and over time it's going to be refined and defined. But in the initial stages, if you recall, the Sarbanes-Oxley is very similar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was having a control around some financial, your ability to report financial numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of nebulous, you know.
Yeah.
It's okay, well, what's the control, and, you know, what constitutes a financial record or whatever.
Right.
It's going to be the same thing. I think everyone's going to have their own definition of it at first.
Mm-hmm.
And until there's a set form of standards, I think there's a foundation for it already. I think they should borrow from some of the standards out there, namely HIPAA compliance is one avenue to borrow some of your standards. There's JCO standards that are out there that kind of apply to a best practice. I think they should start within, you know, those more established governing bodies of where to at least apply some form of a standardization.
Mm-hmm.
right now there isn't really any kind of set, you know, everybody has their own set definition of what meaningful use is, and some of the research I've seen is all around maybe some form of reporting. You know, can you report the fact that you have an EMR? You know, a lot of research that we've done centers around CPOE, you know, computerized purchasing, or physician's order entry, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good start, you know, and if I do some, have done my research over the last few months, it's fairly consistent. You know, you look at a lot of the different groups and a lot of the committees that are starting, and they're all centering around, you know, the ability to prescribe medicine as something that's going to be standard. The ability to exchange information is what I'm seeing as potential standards. Interoperability, you know, the ability to share records across various networks. You know, I've also heard of the use of the, of a national health network, the NHIN, kind of getting involved and being, you know, it's already established, but a little bit more fast-forwarding what they really want to do, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be predicated around, you know, CPOE, the exchange of information, the interoperability of all the different systems. You know, I mean, there's, you know, maybe five or six different players, and from an EMR standpoint, and again, that kind of dominate the market. You know, what's the interoperability going to be amongst those different vendors? Mm-hmm. You know, so I think it's going to all have to be ironed out. But you know, if I was to take a guess, it'd be primarily defined around those four criteria I just mentioned.
Yeah. So the customers that you have that are already moving toward archiving and digitization, are they? Is your sense that they're doing it because they expect to see savings there, or are they doing it just because they want to get a head start on the legislation?
I think it's a little bit of both, but I think if you ask most of our clients, they feel it's a better experience for the patient overall. Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of the research and some of the feedback I've gotten, they all move back to the ability to, you know, provide more of a better experience for our patients, but more importantly, it could potentially save lives. Mm-hmm. You know. So, and if technology is an enabler for that, then the push towards EMR is even more accelerated. You know, clients that we've had that were already down this path have already recognized how important it is and how much more it's going to make more efficiencies within you know, the healthcare experience, not only from the practitioners, clinicians, but also the patients. So they're already down that path, I think, again. When the legislation was passed, it just reaffirmed their decisions and probably almost, you know, required them now to start accelerating their plans around it.
Yeah. I have a friend who had a heart attack and had a quadruple bypass, had stents put in, and then he had a blockage of the stent. And the nearest hospital that they brought him to didn't have access to his records, and so they didn't know what kind of stent they were supposed to use, and they almost had to transfer him out to the original one. They ended up coming up with a compromise, but basically they couldn't give him the best care because they didn't have access to those records, and it really was a life, you know, threatening situation they were in. So I guess really good example of how that kind of situation will hopefully be avoided. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a perfect case. I mean, part of the adoption of EMR and it's how it's gaining momentum is you have to look at the actual practitioners themselves. You know, most, you know, I would say the doctors that I visit or the doctors that I see are embracing technology, whereas maybe 10, 15 years ago, you know, physicians or clinicians really weren't adopting to technology. Mm-hmm. You know, I think they realize that technology can only help them in their practices and their ability to treat patients and whatnot. But you have to look at who's going to be, you know, it's garbage in, garbage out, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you don't use the tools that are the way they're designed, and you don't enter the information that, you know, is required or would make the experience more valuable, then it's really not going to, having an EMR is just more of a checkbox saying you have it versus how it's going to, you know, make a difference to your example.
Right.
But I think what we're seeing is a lot of more clinicians, mainly on the physician side, are a little bit more technology savvy, mm-hmm. so to speak. You still have your more traditional doctors, where I'm sure you've gone into, you know, some medical offices or in some hospitals where it's wall-to-wall, you know, files.
Mm-hmm.
And if that works, you know, for them, and it's been working for the last few, you know, however decades, fine. But you also have a lot of doctors that are more progressive thinking and moving towards, you know, more technology-based type of EMR.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for, you know, we talked about the vendors that are out there. You said it's like 4 or 5 big vendors in this space?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, so some of the EMR vendors that we run into, typically, let's take it from the software side, you know, Cerner, you know, McKesson, GE Healthcare, you have Allscripts. You know, those are what we run into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure there's some other, you know, smaller players, but these are, you know, considered, you know, your Fortune, you know, in some cases, Fortune, you know, 50, Fortune 100 companies that, you know, and you have to look at the overall healthcare, you know, industry in itself. They're more followers than they are leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're going to go, you know, because there's no competition, right? I mean, where you have in, you know, the commercial side or financial side of a business, you know, it's very, very secretive. You know, nobody really wants to advertise what kind of technology they have. You know, healthcare, they don't really care because there's no competition. They're either, you know, not-for-profit or they're affiliated with some not-for-profit type of business model. So there's really no competition, you know, amongst mm-hmm. that industry. So they're more followers. They want to see, you know, who has the best solution. If XYZ hospital is running a Cerner and it's working for them, you know, they'll go with a more, you know, major player versus some startup, some new company that's out there. So that's why, you know, we've tried to focus our efforts around partnering with these, you know, 4 or 5 major vendors because, you know, they've established themselves. It's instant credibility, which is a big thing in healthcare. It's all about credibility when you walk in the door, and you don't really have a lot of time to really demonstrate a newer solution that's, you know, kind of cutting edge, if you will, or, you know, a solution that's, you know, innovative and, you know, is, you know, got all the technology advances. But, you know, they like to go with more established vendors.
Mm-hmm.
So if we look at the ones I just mentioned, Cerner, McKesson, GE Healthcare, Allscripts, as what we feel on the software side are the mainstays. Now, on the, I would say on the server side, you know, we see a lot of HP, you know, Dell
mm-hmm.
is out there, a lot of IBM, you know, not so much Sun, you know, but there are some applications like Epic that I didn't mention that are very, very widely used in the industry,
mm-hmm.
Which has a nice Sun solution base to it. From a storage perspective, a lot of EMC, you know, some HDS, Hitachi, some IBM, but mainly EMC and the storage
mm-hmm.
side.
So the solution that you guys are working on, I'm just trying to get a sense of really how it plugs into the Cerner and McKesson systems. Is it basically that you guys are pulling stuff from the storage industry, pulling, you know, different pieces, and it will be compliant with the stuff from Cerner and McKesson?
Yes, that's
okay.
What we're hoping to. And, you know, this is one of the other things that we're kind of hoping within the industry occurs is, you know, a lot of these solutions are closed off to other vendors. You know, in other words, Cerner is only compatible with certain servers or certain types of storage.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're hoping is that some of that architecture gets opened up and, you know, you have a little bit more flexibility as to what type of solutions you put together. That's been part of the challenge in healthcare today is that, you know, some of these major application solutions, specifically in EMR, are relegated to only a few vendors, you know, because
mm-hmm.
they're sold as, you know, essentially one solution, one appliance, if you will,
mm-hmm.
you know, where, you know, you'll have the server, the software, the storage, software, all in one bundle and basically implement it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're trying to do is kind of think outside of the box and see if we could match solutions that aren't so, you know, closed off to some of the supportability that you have out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so for solution providers that are not now in the healthcare space, is it too late for them to get involved in it? Or is, you know, is there still time for them to see some of that economic stimulus money?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think there is. There definitely is. I mean, it's not a matter of whether or not it works or not. Okay? I mean, we've proven that, so virtualization is a great example. We've proven that you can virtualize some of these solutions. However, some of the major vendors are just a little hesitant on moving forward because it's breaking out of the norm, right? More of that, you know, leader slash follower type of mentality. Mm-hmm. You know, it's breaking themselves out of the norm a little bit. So, you know, but we've demonstrated that has worked, you know. So we're seeing that they'll start opening up and there's still time. I think it's more of a business matter versus a technical matter, you know, whether or not it works. I mean, you have to get to the technical first, right? Does it work? Is it compatible? You know, can you function? Because the last thing you want is it not be supported, or you have something that's, you know, out there that, you know, when you need it at 11 to midnight, it doesn't work, you know, and you're down for. So that's the last thing you want to avoid. But we've proven that in our labs and in some of the discussions and feedback we've had with our clients that, you know, if you open it up, it doesn't mean it's not going to work. It's just getting it supported, you know, from company to company, I think is, again, the business matter that has to be addressed. Mm-hmm. You know, some of these companies, some of these vendors, the server vendors for that fact, like HP, Dell, IBM, they have alliance managers that work specifically in healthcare. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, they're already managing those alliances, and some of the other storage vendors or some of the other solution vendors aren't working those alliances. So that's part of the reason why you don't see a lot of compatibility.
Right. Huh. Very interesting. Okay, well, that's about all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us, Erwin.
Okay.
And you can find more info on the economic stimulus package by searching for economic stimulus on searchitchannel.com. This has been Sue Troy with Erwin Teodoro from Lauris Technologies.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay.